Welcome to the Build Your Coaching Business Around the 9-to-5 podcast. I'm your coach, Pamela Pritchard, and I help you go from employee to business owner. Whether you're creating your first client or learning how to create clients on repeat whilst holding down your day job, I'll help you make your business dreams a reality. Let's begin. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the podcast. Today, I'm jumping into the topic of presence. I have seen a couple of things come up with clients and other coaches that I've been having conversations with recently, where I'm seeing lots of unfocused work going on because life, 9-to-5, even serving clients and thinking about your business and being involved in all the things that can distract you in your business that feel relevant, but maybe are distracting you, such as trainings or challenges or workshops or checking in with coach besties and keeping up to date with Facebook communities and listening to podcasts, reading books, doing research, all of this kind of stuff I am seeing getting in the way of what is actually needed for you to make money and create clients so that you can have the business that you know that you're capable of. So let's dive into that today, because I'm going to be breaking down exactly how I see this coming up for coaches. I'm also going to be talking about exactly what you can do to stop this level of distraction, this level of busy work, to step into your identity as a serious business owner that's here to create clients and serve. It really is very simple when we strip away all the stuff that gets us distracted. I know I do this too. I'm not sat here on my high horse as someone who gets this perfect. It's because I've moved through this that I catch it, because what happens is when I coach you, you come to the table feeling overwhelmed. You come to the table feeling like there's not enough hours in the day to do everything. Or you come to a session and you're like, nothing's happening and I feel so busy and what's going on? And I think it's because it's just part of the human condition, right? Like, we are all cyclical beings. We're innately animals. Like, we're not designed necessarily to have to work to survive. But unfortunately, we do. And we are also evolved beings. We have to work to keep ourselves interested, to keep life interesting, to allow for the vitality and the intrigue of life. But so often we have resistance to it. We fight it. We feel like nothing's really working. We feel like we're not there yet. And what I see happens is that we normalize our routines. We normalize the things that we do in business. That becomes our baseline. And then, if I'm being really honest, and I use language that I honestly have said to my own coach when I've been talking about me being in my power and actually really finding the drive, finding the energy, finding the connection, when those things aren't there, it's like I'm being a little bit lazy. It's almost like I step into this level of a slight dash of entitlement that I should have it by now because I've worked so hard to get this far. This slight dash of laziness, like I don't want to have to put my effort in. I don't want to have to put the energy in. And then a sprinkle of just general resistance, like, oh, do I have to? And it doesn't feel nice to say. It doesn't feel nice to even admit. Of course, I don't want to have to admit this stuff, but hey, I'm here. I'm here to be the business coach that tells you how it is, that knows what you're going through, because I go through it too. And the difference is that I catch myself. I can see when I fall into these patterns and I don't let myself stay there for very long. And so alongside all of the big stuff like figuring out your offer, figuring out your price, choosing your marketing and sales strategy, then building the muscle, building the refinement, building the capacity, building the confidence and the skill, because there is just an element of, if you've never had to create
clients before, you've never had to sell before, you never had to run consults before, never had to share your message or communicate what you do or articulate the transformations that you create. That is a skill development. That's obviously everything we do inside Thrive that we do together. But alongside that, there's how you're doing it, the energy that you're bringing to the table. And when, especially when, and, you know, not just like put the human condition aside, put some of the, I guess, habitual ways that humans can sometimes fall into these little bit of a rut, a little bit of meh energy, a little bit of like same old, for my clients who are either fresh, like fresh off the block, freshly certified, all guns blazing, maybe you haven't been in it for very long, maybe you haven't experienced these natural cycles of the human condition, but maybe for you, it's just this overwhelm, this drive to do so much, to get so much done, to be there already because you are so excited, because you are so ready to soak it all up. You're so looking forward to everything that's ahead of you. It's almost like you haven't fully tapped into the fact that this is going to be potentially, you know, it now. Like there isn't going to be, oh, I'm going to change my job in 3 years' time, or I'm going to have a career change in a decade. This is probably who you are now. And yes, your business is going to evolve. The services you offer on day one, on year three, year 10, they are going to evolve. They're going to have to evolve because your interests will change, the way you want to serve your clients will change. But when you're in those initial stages, what I see so often with coaches is that you get overwhelmed. You're trying to multitask. You're trying to do it all. You're trying to be everywhere all at once, doing all the things so that you can have everything. And that as well can create this lack of presence. So whether you've been in it a while and you're in the little bit of a stagnation stage, need to bring a bit more life into things again stage, that's fine. Presence applies to you. If you're in that fresh as a daisy, all systems go, ready and willing and raring to get started, then presence is a challenge because it's a little bit scatty and a little bit overwhelmed. And then the third bucket I see is, regardless of which of those buckets you fit into, like I say, sometimes life, 9 to 5, health, relationships, the day job, they are being particularly demanding. And you feel like you physically are being pulled in different directions, that maybe the kids are being demanding of you. Maybe there's stuff going on with your partner that needs attention. Maybe in the 9 to 5, things have ramped up. You need to go abroad. You need to deal with extra projects. People are on holiday, you're doing overtime, whatever the things are happening, and that's causing you to not be present in your business. And when that's happening, what then occurs is that you go into overwhelm, you feel a bit scattered, and there is this element of frustration because your goals haven't gone anywhere, your desires haven't gone anywhere, your dreams haven't gone anywhere, and your mission and vision hasn't gone anywhere either. You know that this is what you want to be doing. You know that you want business to feel easeful and joyful and good and like it's working and that everything is just falling into place and that it's happening for you. And you know that you need to be making clients and money. And so when you put all of this together, then it becomes quite a cocktail of not necessarily what actually helps you create clients and money. So if this is landing for you, if you're thinking, yeah, she's talking to me, I definitely fit into one of those three buckets or even two of those buckets, or somehow you feel like a beginner, but also you're a little bit meh about your business, that's okay too. All of it applies. I've seen it all. As much as we like to think that this is us, the truth is, what I have found is that the things we are going through, the things that we're struggling with, the things that we have doubts over, the frustrations that we have, the overwhelm we're feeling, we can feel very isolated in that. We can feel very, very alone sometimes on this entrepreneurial journey. And that's very much one of the things I wanted to bring to the podcast, is to bring light to some of the very common things that I know I have gone through, that I'm navigating through, that I support my clients to navigate through, and to show you, as someone that's just a few steps ahead, what it looks like when you get to navigate through these things. So know that you're not alone, and we're about to find a solution. So the solution is really simple. The clue is in the title. It's presence. When all of these things are happening, it's because we don't have presence. We're not being present with what is right in front of us. Now, any of my old-time clients will know how much I absolutely adore Eckhart Tolle's book, The Power of Now. So if you haven't read that book, I highly recommend it. It is, for me, foundational, a foundational concept when it comes to mindset, when it comes to the illusion of time, when it comes to the quantum experience and manifestation and creating everything that we want. But presence is a number of things. Presence is a state of being. It is a time, a moment in time, this moment in time, right here, right now. It is the way that you can get to approach your business. Now, what I mean by that is when you step away from all of the scattered, all of the overwhelm, all of the frustration, when you stop thinking to yourself, there's either so much to do and or I don't know what to do, which tends to take a few different flavors. It's either I don't know where to start, I don't know what will work, I don't know what to say, I don't know what I should be doing, if I can do this, can I price it this way, can I work with these clients, can I say that, can I do that, can I share that? So any element of there's so much to do and or I don't know what to do and all the different flavors of that, then you're not being present. So the solution there is presence. Now I'm going to dive into exactly how to create more presence in your business. But I want to be frank with you. This is a multi-layered effort. There are layers to presence, because what I have found to be true is that yes, I can and I will give you some hacks. And then there is the subconscious. And navigating the subconscious on your own takes much longer and doesn't always yield results straight away. And I know that you want results straight away. So as I dive into this, I am being very honest and very transparent with you with what I have seen with my clients time and time again, and what I've even seen with myself as I navigate this, because it comes in different waves. Like I said earlier, we go through these cycles. It's natural. It's part of the human condition. And then there are the special circumstances when things are happening in our life, our 9 to 5, or even occasions happening in our business where that is distracting us and it's impacting our ability to be present. And then there's just the initial stages of being new, where we want to do everything, be everywhere, and we're not doing one thing really well. So the first thing I want to offer you is, and I kind of just hinted at it, but focusing on one thing. Now, your ability to focus on one thing can happen at the macro level and at the micro level. At the macro level, when you think of your business overall, when you think of everything that you want to build, everything you want to create, everything you want to achieve, there can almost be so much that you don't really know what to take a grasp on. You don't really know what to focus on, what to visualize. And this in and of itself, I have seen as being somewhat something that I really had to learn how to navigate. At the beginning of my business, I had this story that I wasn't very good at visualizing. I had this story that I wasn't very good at manifesting. I had this story that I didn't know what I wanted to do, who I wanted to be, how I wanted to grow this, where I wanted it to go. It felt like there were so many options available to me. And when there is too many options, you don't choose anything very well, or you always feel like you're missing out on something, like there's something better that you could be doing or that you should be doing. And so at the macro level, when you think about your business overall, it's so interesting when I ask my clients, especially at the beginning of the container, where we are like setting those foundations and we're really thinking like, what is it you want to build? Where are you going? What is the dream? Like, what do you vision for yourself? more often than not, on occasion, I get the person who's like, I know exactly what I want. I see myself running masterminds. I want to speak on stage and I want to have a book. And it's very clear to them. And the more that we dive into that, there is a movement that gets made. They've got ideas that they've already been percolating for a really long time. And so if that's you, I kind of envy that. I think that's so magical and so special. And hold on to that. Let that be enough. Let that be it. And recognize that it's going to evolve and it's going to change, and how it comes into fruition might look very different, or it might look exactly as you imagined. And that's the miracle of doing this work, of creating our life. And then for everyone else, when I ask, what is it that you want? What is it you really want? What they find that they can actually grasp onto more than something tangible, like a book or a TEDx or speaking on stages or having a mastermind at some stage, is the feeling. And the thing with feelings is that they are kind of ethereal. They are quite esoteric. They aren't very tangible. And especially if you're not very versed in putting language to your emotions, of knowing how to communicate your emotions, knowing how to feel your emotions fully, knowing how to describe them and recognize them and give form to them so that you can make them malleable and so that you can transform them and use them and work with the body and the nervous system as it's communicating to you, then when you lack that skill, then when you just know that you want to feel freedom, you want to feel purpose, you want to feel fulfillment, those things, they don't feel like enough because you can't quite grasp them. So you end up in this place of, again, that overwhelm, that scattered, that frustration, that lack of presence, because what you're striving for doesn't feel concrete. It doesn't feel tangible. And I want to offer that when you develop the skill of true emotional familiarity and intelligence, and it's not even emotional intelligence, because that's, it's a bit like leadership-y and corporate, but I mean like true internal spiritual familiarity with your own emotional experience in yourself as the business owner in your business, as you develop that, then you do get to a stage where actually reaching for a feeling is the marker of presence in your business, is the marker of success. All of my Your Next Paid Client and Mastermind clients and one-to-one clients will know the exercise that I do around goal setting, where we identify the goals that you are aiming for in your business, the things that you want. So often I hear clients tell me they want to reach 10K months, they want to get to 100K years, all the good things, right? And it's good to want things. Like, there's nothing wrong with desire and wanting things because you want things. But when we do this exercise, we dig in a little bit deeper, what we tend to find is that what we actually want is the feeling that those things give us. And here's the wild thing with the feelings, with your emotions, they are things that you can access right now. But the only way to access your emotions and be able to use your emotions and use your nervous system in a way that serves you and supports your body and supports you then as the CEO that has to go out and implement and take action and do things in your business is through presence. So again, we're coming back to this idea that in order to tap into these magical things that are happening inside of us, to use the tools that are available to us that I give my clients in one-to-one, to harness the emotions they want to feel when they reach 10K months, 100K years, whatever it is, that getting there gives them a feeling that through presence, you can learn to harness those feelings right now. When you know how to tap into that right now by focusing on that one thing, that is when you start to recognize the expansiveness that you have available to you, the capacity that you have available to you, the intellect, the creativity, the passion, the commitment, the drive. All of those things become available to you when you learn how to quieten down the noise and focus in on that one thing. So at the macro level, we're always holding the vision, the mission, the goals, where we're going, what we're looking to achieve, what we want to call in, what we want to manifest. Our ability to do that is stronger when we are present with that exercise, when we are present with connecting to that vision. Equally, when it comes to doing daily tasks in our business, the day to day, you're thinking to yourself, I have so much to do. I have to create clients. I don't know what to do. I'm not sure where to start, and I don't know if it will work. That's all noise, it's all resistance, and it's all stopping you from being present. And then with presence, being able to actually tap into your intellect, your power, your wisdom, your creativity, focusing on the one thing that you need to do right now to move the needle, and then saying, how can I do that with my best? So step one is focus on one thing. Identify the one thing right here, right now, today that you want to do. I have a bonus module inside my Thrive program called Creating Clients Today. And if you haven't caught up with that, if you're inside Thrive, go watch that, because it is such a great module. This is a really supportive module about that, because in order to tap into the possibility of I'm creating a client today, you need to have presence with what is available to you right now. What is the one step you could take right now? Step two then, once you focus on that one thing that you can do right now, step two is, how do I do my best with it? And doing your best looks different depending on your capacity. You know, you might have woken up today feeling tired. Fine, do it tired. There's going to be a cap on your capacity there. But what's interesting is when you are being truly present with a task, when you are being truly focused, truly intentional, you tend to do it well anyway. The nature of presence is what allows you to harness your best. So yes, there will be days when your capacity is different. There may be days where, because of your circumstances, let's just say, for example, you have a 9-to-5 where, for whatever reason, it's been incredibly emotionally demanding. So now it's the evening, you've got an hour or two to work on your business, you've identified the one task that you want to do. Maybe you want to write an email, maybe you want to reach out to someone, maybe you're going to go live, maybe you're going to create something. You want to be savvy with thinking about, okay, if I'm going to do that, if I'm going to put my energy and effort there, if I'm going to go into this with the presence and the intention that this is actually going to move the needle and create a client, from a place of service and personal power, and I get to do this, this is my joy, this is my pleasure, this is my commitment, my dedication, but your capacity is low because you've had an emotionally draining day in the business because of work, whatever it is that you might do, then you get to select and be discerning with the things that you choose. Maybe today isn't the day to go and create something brand new that's going to require a little bit more capacity and energy. Maybe today is the day that you do the thing that you do really well, but you commit to doing it and actually doing it with a bit of presence, with a bit of energy. And then on the days where work has been quiet, where life is good, where you've got capacity, and in time, you will get to a stage where you diarize things, you commit to things in your business, and you have the capacity to show up no matter what. But for most of the clients that I work with, you're not yet at that stage. So you get to make business work for you. You get to let the business respond to where you're at. And it doesn't mean that when it gets hard, you don't show up. It doesn't mean that when you're stuck, that you stay in the stuckness. This is the solution to that. You get present, and then you ask yourself, what is that one task? You do your best with the capacity that you have. And then those two things together, they allow you to show up in your power. They allow you to show up with all that you are, because you're not thinking about something else. You're not trying to do other things. You're not trying to multitask. I'm pretty sure I've said this on the podcast before, multitasking is scientifically proven to be ineffective, especially if you're a linear thinker. Maybe if you are neurodivergent, maybe you have ADHD, maybe you're on the autism spectrum, then you may probably well argue with me that you can multitask, and I ain't going to argue with you. I've definitely seen that in practice. But what I tend to find even then is that it's not quite multitasking that you do well. It's that you just need short bursts of time, very short bursts of time to go all in on something and then give yourself permission to move on. Don't do something with the intention that you've got 2 hours to do it when you know that your attention span is 15 to 20 minutes. Instead, say to yourself, I've got 15 to 20 minutes. Let's freaking go all in. Let's make this work. Those of my coaches here who are more linear like me and are just pretty boring and straight-laced, and we can sit down and do something for 2 hours straight. Not that I recommend it, but to go in with the energy of, yeah, I've got this time. I'm going to go in. I'm going to focus. I'm going to get it done. I'm going to see it through to the end. I'm going to give it my all. I'm going to hide my phone. I'm going to put it away. I'm going to turn off notifications. I'm not going to have the radio on in the background, unless, of course, that really helps you focus. I'm not going to have Facebook on in the background. I'm not going to try and listen to a training while I do this. These things, you think you are saving time by trying to do it all at once. Instead, your brain is distracted. And every time it gets distracted, it takes longer for it to come back into focus. So when you give yourself permission to be truly present, what happens is that what you output, the capacity you have to be more powerful in the actions that you take, has more of an impact. When you sit there and you're creating a piece of content, or you're doing a live, I mean, when you're doing a live, or when you're doing anything that's kind of interactive, like this, like recording a podcast, doing a live, doing anything that involves other people, you're naturally, rather, anything that involves your voice, you are more likely to naturally be present with it because it commands more of your physiology. But when you're sat there writing and it's easy to get distracted and it requires an element of discipline, things that I did early on in my business was I made a rule with myself. I'm not going to sit on the couch watching Bridgerton, or currently the Vampire Diaries, which I'm absolutely obsessed with. I'm not going to sit on the couch and create whilst I'm watching Netflix. No, I'm not going to sit on the couch and create whatsoever. I go and do that at my desk. I do that in my office. I create an office space or a desk space if you don't have an office. If you don't have a dedicated desk and it's like the dining room table, then dedicate a space, clear the table, make it precious, make it yours for the time that you're working, that your laptop is there and that you're working. Shut down the tabs, be present, eliminate the distractions. This makes a massive difference. It makes a massive difference to your focus and your ability to really tap in. But then the deeper layer does come into play, and it would be a disservice of me not to mention this. There is something to be said for where you are putting your attention being the correct things. Now, this is a paradox. I don't say this to scare you. I don't say this for you to doubt yourself. I just want you to be really honest with yourself. If your attention, if the task that you identified in this moment of presence is that you want to sell, you want to create clients, you're going to go live and you're going to share something valuable. If you're low key behind the scenes here, like, know that you have pricing wobbles, that you're not convinced that Instagram is working for you, that you don't believe that anybody's opening your emails, that you get really downhearted when you do a live and nobody shows up and it freaking sucks, and you make it mean something about yourself. If these foundational pieces are not solid, if you're showing up in your business from a place of, I don't know my niche, I don't know my offer, I don't know my client, I don't believe they're there. I don't believe anyone's listening. And all of this stuff is happening in the background. You can be as focused as you like. You can have really strong presence. You can do your tasks really, really well, but they are going to fall on deaf ears. It's going to feel like an uphill battle. When you can show up with presence and you have a rock solid offer, you have a price that you love, that you back, that you get behind, that you don't wobble. If somebody on a consult says to you, oh, that's expensive, that's going to cost a lot of money, I'm not sure if I can do that right now, and it doesn't make you doubt yourself. If you show up on your platform, if you decided that you do TikTok, if you do Pinterest, if you do Instagram, if you do Facebook groups, whatever it is that you decide that you want to do, and you're thinking, yeah, but this doesn't work. Like, I've heard somewhere that LinkedIn's where it's at, or that all of social media is dead and I should be doing networking events and all the like, and that's what's running in the background. We need to address that. That needs to be addressed ASAP. Otherwise, you're putting all this focus on the wrong thing. I was thinking about this earlier, and I take so much wisdom and inspiration from the gym. I am really committed to my physical strength and my health and my physical well-being at the moment. And as someone who's always worked out, I've always been like either a HIIT gal or a boot camp kind of gal, or gone to the gym and done like weightlifting, whatever it is I do. It wasn't until very recent, like in the last year, maybe a little bit longer now, where my PT said to me, you need to have muscle mind connection. I know I've shared this on a live before, but I'm going to share it again here. When you have muscle mind connection in the gym, and notice this next time you're working out, even on a run, even especially with yoga, like yoga is the embodiment of this. But next time you're working out, notice, take the time to focus on the muscle group that you're working, focus on the connection to your breath, focus on the presence of that moment. You will have a better workout. You will feel more satisfied, more spent afterwards in the best possible way. And of course, I bet you have totally been in the gym or even been on the yoga mat and you've got your phone on in the corner and you go and check Instagram. Or you're like literally doing a rep whilst holding your phone scrolling. There's no muscle mind connection happening when you're doing that. And that completely shifts your experience of the gym, because, you know, even when you're eating, that's a great example. When you're eating and you're scrolling on your phone, I know I can be a bit naughty for this, especially if I've got something on Kindle, because reading a book when you're eating is really hard because you need like octopus legs. You need more hands to do it, right? But if I've got something on the Kindle, I can just tap and eat as I go. But what I notice when I do that is that my plate's empty and I don't remember eating it. Like I had no presence with my food. So if you're not focused and present when you're creating, when you're trying to do the very thing that creates clients, how can you expect to have any kind of satisfaction, any kind of success, any kind of result from that? Now, don't get me wrong. If you eat your dinner, even if you weren't present with it, technically you have fed yourself, but the odds of you overeating, the odds of you reaching out for something sweet, you going to the gym, not having muscle mind connection, the odds of you leaving the gym and not feeling good about your body, not feeling like, oh God, well, did I even go? What was the point? So if you're seeing these patterns, right, with these examples, or you can imagine them, and that's how you're treating your business, that's what the lack of presence creates. But when these foundations are in place, and I'll stay with the gym analogy, and I'll do the same with food, actually, because I happen to be on a specific meal plan right now. What has also been fascinating is that even when I had muscle mind connection at the gym, when I didn't have a plan, when I didn't have a strategy, when I didn't really know what I was doing, with all that good intention, with all that efforting, with all that presence that I had, yes, don't get me wrong, I'm relatively fit, like whatever, but it does not compare to having foundations in place. it doesn't compare to what I do now and how heavy I lift and how strong I am now that I have a plan, now that I'm following a plan in the gym. Same with my meal plans. Like I used to think I eat relatively well, and maybe I eat with presence when I'm not reading a really good book. But also now I'm on a plan, I eat with the confidence that what I'm eating is yummy as hell, satisfying as hell, and really fucking good for me. It hits different. I feel satiated. I don't snack at all anymore. It's amazing. This is the same in your business. You can have this beautiful presence. You can have this beautiful sense of connection and efforting and service that you're doing. But like I say, if in the background, you don't have the offer dialed in, you don't have the messaging dialed in, you can feel that you're being a little bit fluffy, but you're not quite sure how. You know that you're doing all this, but when it comes to the price, you don't like talking about it. You feel salesy. It feels kind of sleazy. You worry that people are going to judge you for it. Or you just have this sense of, who am I to do this? Am I worthy of this? Am I good enough for this? That we need to be coaching on. We need to be getting under the hood of your subconscious there and seeing what's really happening and tweaking a few things. So for some of you, this will be exactly enough. It will be enough to run with, and you'll see some very immediate shifts, removing those distractions, letting go of the illusion of multitasking, and recognizing the best way to multitask is actually to have some pretty solid presence and focus, and just choosing one thing, doing your best, doing it well with the capacity that you have, and showing up in your power with it, with that connection to your client. And for some of you, you're going to be thinking, yeah, you're right. I could practice the presence piece. I'm going to practice the presence piece. And I know I need to address these bigger foundational things. I need to address the things that are really going on in my business with my business foundations. And if that's you, then come and book a consult, because that's everything we do inside Thrive. That's exactly what I help my clients with, because I don't want you out there making, you know, all this efforting, doing all this work, having all these goals and ambitions and dreams, this mission, this vision. And foundationally, it's not there. The groundwork is lacking for you to actually have it. I want you to have it. You get to have it. This truly is just things to learn, a skill set to develop, things to implement, ways of thinking. Obviously, we look at the CEO embodiment. You're going to, just by being in my presence, you're going to learn ways of operating in your business that will serve you. But obviously, then you get the coaching, the mentorship, the Thrive program. My eyes on your messaging will audit everything that you've got, even if it's, you know, just a Google Doc, it doesn't matter. We'll audit everything. We'll make sure everything is in place, that you have goals that you're working towards, that you're being held accountable, all of that good stuff. That's what happens when we work together. It is an intense business container. It's 6 months for you to take your business fucking seriously. I hear this all the time with my clients, especially clients who come to me who are like much really, really fresh. My clients who come to me and they've been in it for a couple of years and they've made the odd client and they want to just tighten up the process and really like get things moving at a faster pace, they don't tend to say this to me. For them, they have already been in this mindset for a while. But for my clients who come to me who are kind of freshly certified and ready to go all in on the business side, and they just want to get it right the first time, they don't want to fuck around. They know that they really value one-to-one. They want the strategy piece with the mindset piece and the embodiment, and they want the trainings, and they know that they want the weekly support and accountability. What they all say to me is, oh, it's getting serious. Everything's getting really serious now, and I'm taking my business seriously, and it feels really real and like something tangible that I can really hold on to. And I love that for them. I remember when that shifted. Like at first, it went from being this beautiful idea to, oh, fuck, I'm certified. I'm taking this seriously. I'm really going to create an offer. I'm really going to put myself out there. And I love, I have so much love for every stage of the business, but that beginner energy is, there's something very special about it. And there is just so much potentiality with it. So I'm excited for you. Come book your consult. Let's connect. Come chat with me. What we'll do on the consult is we'll figure out where you are now, where you want to go, and then I'll show you how specifically Thrive is going to support you. There's obviously so much in the program. I don't want you ever to feel overwhelmed. That is why I guide you through it. I help you prioritize what needs to be prioritized. I help identify exactly what we need to work on. Sometimes you guys come to me and you're really clear on your niche, or you're really solid on what you want your offer to look like, but you just need to get clear on like what the client is or what the price is or just how many sessions. Like sometimes the tweaks are really subtle, but having that level of confidence and validation and permission and like self-recognition that what you're doing is right because you've had eyes of an expert on your ideas, on the vision, on your direction, it just gives you so much more confidence. And when you have that confidence, it means that when you go and do these business tasks, you have a level of presence that really moves the needle. That goes from, oh, I'm just doing this to tick a box because I feel like I have to, because I should be marketing, to, okay, I get to do this and I'm connecting with my next client right now. So head to the show notes, book your consult right the second. I cannot wait to connect with you. It's going to be amazing. And for the rest of you, thank you for joining. I love being here as always. I'll see you in the next episode.